It could come at any minute. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, or we may have to keep waiting for the Supreme Court to issue its much-anticipated abortion ruling.
Everybody vote yes!
Pro-choice protesters back outside the court. Decisions on cases will be released this hour. There are 18 left this term, including the one that a leaked draft opinion showed conservative justices ready to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion. There have been protests outside their homes, too.
Far-left activists, they dressed in blood-stained outfits, holding baby dolls. Republicans, they continue to denounce these protests as illegal attempts to intimidate the court.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. In a few hours, the Democrat-led House Committee investigating last year's Capitol riot holds another hearing focused on Trump attempts to get state election officials to overturn President Biden's victory.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and Arizona's Republican State House Speaker Rusty Bowers will testify for the Select Committee today, detailing calls from former President Trump and members of his legal team to reject ballots and send in alternate slates of electors in states won by President Biden.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The former president still insists the election was rigged and calls the investigation a witch hunt. They're voting in three states today with some Trump-backed candidates on the ballot, including in Alabama, where Katie Britt is taking on Congressman Mo Brooks, who had then lost a Trump endorsement in the Republican Senate primary. There are also runoffs in Georgia and congressional primaries in Virginia. It got emotional at the school board meeting last night in Uvalde, Texas. Parents speaking out about last month's shooting that left 21 students and teachers dead. Many want the school police chief ousted over the law enforcement response that day.
Call it whatever you want to call it. Suspend them pending termination. It's an insult to injury.
On Wall Street, there is a big rebound going on. From last week's selling, the Dow is surging up almost 500 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
All right, back to Wall Street. The Dow now up 517 points, well over 30,000 again. It had dropped below that level last week. The NASDAQ is gaining 315 points. The S&P 500 up about 87. The price of oil is up more than $2. It's back over 111 bucks a barrel. But gas is down a seventh day in a row from the record high last week. It's off another penny. AAA's national average for regular is just under $4.97 a gallon. President Biden is considering lifting temporarily the federal gasoline tax, which is 18 cents a gallon, though that would require an act of Congress. That may or may not happen. Some states have lifted their state tax, not California, though.
Five states have suspended their gas tax, while more than a dozen others are considering it. But in California, where drivers pay the highest gasoline prices in the country, the tax is actually going up July 1st. That's because state lawmakers rejected Governor Newsom's proposal for a gas tax holiday. The current gas tax, also the highest in the country, is set to increase by 5.6%, which means drivers will pay a staggering tax of 53.9 cents a gallon. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Another golfer is joining the controversial LIV Super League.
According to multiple reports, four-time major champion Brooks Koepka is leaving the PGA Tour to join the lucrative LIV Golf Invitational Series. 32 years old, Koepka is coming off back-to-back 55th place finishes in golf majors, last weekend at the U.S. Open and last month at the PGA Championship, events he had won twice, 2 years straight. Now ranked 19th in the world, Kepka is set to make his LIV Golf debut in Portland next week.
That's Fox's Jared Max. In hockey, Tampa Bay beat Colorado 6-2, but the Avalanche still lead the Stanley Cup Final 2-1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.